Well, Paul Dickoff, I noticed Rob Jones coming off before the warm-up had finished, holding what looked like a shoulder or a muscle problem, and that clearly was not the start of the day you wanted.
No, it wasn't. It started actually this morning with Theo Robinson. Came in with a tight hamstring and felt he couldn't play. And then obviously losing Rob, which was literally 4 or 5 minutes before kickoff, wasn't the best start. And I think that translated into the first half performance. You know, we were a little bit nervy. Some of them looked a little bit shocked with our captain not being out there. They've had a wonder strike to go 1-0 up. Second half, I thought we were much, much better. You know, we played with a better level of intensity, got more balls in the box, and then deservedly get back in the game.
We'll come back onto the game, but how bad is Rob Jones' injury, and what is it?
He's going to have a scan tomorrow. You know, it was innocuous. He's headed a ball, and he's felt something go in the back of his neck, and he's lost the feeling in his arm. You know, so it's a nerve problem, whether it's related to the injury he got at Reading the other week there. You know, but it's a bit of a worry for us at the minute.
So today, was it hard to take? Because, yes, there was a wonder strike in the first half. You bucked them up in the second half. You came out. You got the deserved equaliser. And you did look as though you were going to go on and win it. And then suddenly 2 goals in 6 minutes.
Yeah, it was. And it was a blow for us because, as you said, you know, we were the team in the ascendancy then. You know, and the second goal was a really scrappy goal. You know, the ball's bounced around in the box a couple of times. Could have fell either team, and Leithers reacted sharpest, and then the third goal is another wonderful strike again. You know, so we're disappointed because that is 3 defeats in the bounce. But second half, especially if we continue that and still strive to get better, we'll pick up results and, you know, hopefully start with a big game next week.
Can we talk about your right back, left back, the Korean, who got better and better, Young, didn't he, in the game?
Yeah, well, we believe that we've been able to get a top player in. Like any player that comes in on loan, it might take 2 or 3 games for him to settle down, you know, but I thought today, especially as the game went on, that he looked a good player.
If only he'd scored, eh?
Yeah, I know, it was a great chance, you know, and even as bad as we were in the first half, you know, we still created chances, and that was something that we said to the boys at half time. We just had to get a higher level of intensity and tempo in our play, and things would start happening for them.
It is goals, isn't it? I mean, that's what wins you games, that's what gets you results, and that's not what you're doing at the moment.
No, there is. And, you know, I'm saying the first game of the season against Blackpool, you know, it's a very unforgiving league. You know, if you don't take your chances with the quality of players that the opposition have got, that it takes one chance or a wonder strike, and players in this league are capable of doing that.
And hey-ho, you've got a South Yorkshire derby coming up.
Yeah, and what a great game for us as well. You know, as I said, you know, we want to go into that game with in mind the second half performance, you know, because if we perform like the first half, we'll struggle.
Is that just the kind of game you need, actually, at the moment?
Hey, look, every game in the Championship's fantastic. You know, regardless of who you're playing, there's a lot of big clubs, for us, a lot of Yorkshire derbies as well. You know, so we'll be up for it next week.
Obviously, apart from, you know, you want to stop the goals going in, what else upset you? What else will you be working on this week?
I want us to play with a bit more enthusiasm when we got the ball. You know, we look to, whether it's because of the back-to-back defeats we've just had or losing 3-1 Rob just before kickoff. You know, we looked a bit tentative first half, and there was no real tempo with and without the ball. You know, and I don't want my teams to play like that. You know, we want to play with freedom when we've got the ball. And we want to make sure we work as hard as we can to get it back, and we've seen glimpses in that second half.
It's all about confidence, isn't it? And I guess results will bring you confidence.
Yeah, they will. But you've just got to keep believing that you're doing the right things, you know, and keep working and doing the right things. And if you've got that work ethic in there, you've always got a chance of winning games.